This is Gabe.
Gabe, this is David Akers from the Tane County Board of Equalization. Is now a good time?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay. It's my understanding that you have an appeal pending on Price Chopper. I assume it's just value that you're...
Yes.
Okay. I was looking for the file here on this one. But we have the other board members and the assessor here, so why don't you go ahead?
Well, let me just start by stating the value that we're requesting today. We are looking at $3,530,000. And that's based on an income, based on retail sales and small retail lease comps.
Okay, your value is, that it looks like, at least on our sheet, the value that the assessor has is only, what, $150,000 above that?
That's correct, yep. When we were asked to look at this, you know, by the time that we had to file the appeal to the hearing, you know, we hadn't done our research on it prior to filing it. So it's kind of a short turnaround time between the time you file it and then have to, you know, research it and put a value on it. So you are correct that we're slightly below the current county value.
Okay. Do you have anything else you want to present as far as the value on this, or do you want me to let the assessor address how she came up with her figures?
Well, that's fine. She can present it.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, we do ours by cost, but I don't have any evidence from Price Choppers. Was there, did they present something to you?
I don't think I have a file. Do we have anything that you guys have sent us besides the appeal sheet?
Well, just a second. Let me look.
It looks like there's an Exhibit A. Just a second. Go ahead and scroll through there if you would. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm talking to someone from the clerk's office here.
Sure. I don't know that when we filed the appeal on the 7th that we had presented or had sent in our evidence with it. Like I said, it was kind of a short turnaround time. I mean, I'm happy to send something after the fact, but...
we have something here. It's got a base cap rate, 825. I think that's right. And yeah, if you've got it down at five, the number you gave me here. Could you keep scrolling up?
Yeah.
Has the assessor seen or viewed this?
I've not seen this before.
Okay. I was just wondering, and the difference we're talking about is pretty small here. I was just wondering where the difference was or what your...
Well, like I said, I don't know if he's actually come out and measured their store, if he was relying on the numbers we had. The reason ours went up was because we resketched and remeasured, and I put sketches in front of you guys of the difference.
What was the basic difference in the sketch or whatever that...
They didn't count the, they call them open porches, but you know, the part that sticks out where people are standing when they come out of the door. There's pillars, there's all different things involved, and that wasn't really represented like it should have been, and that all adds value to the property.
Well, you've got two completely different approaches here, and you're almost at the same number. I mean, you based yours on a, was it an income?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, Linda, can I ask, because I could kind of make out what she was saying. There's a when you walk out of there, there's a covered area like normally where the carts and stuff are.
I think she's talking about the front of the store where they put, you know, they might put items for sale out there as well or something. I'm not really sure what you're talking about.
It's like a portico.
The overhang or portico.
The overhang, things like that. They had not. was that not part of the previous sketch or just improperly measured? Or okay,
wasn't even part of it.
They had not included it in the assessment in the last one.
Okay, so that went added onto the cost. Is that what she's saying?
Yes.
That's why you went up.
That's what went up in that case.
Okay. Well, and look, like I said, we're bickering over a few dollars. I understand, but I mean, just since we're on the phone and I'm making my case, I would just argue that these are typically valued on the income approach because that's how they're bought and sold, and that's how they basically generate revenue is based on their ability to capture a rent. They're not typically built on speculation. They're usually built to suit the grocery store, and these aren't sold based on how much they cost to build. So
understand
that's just my
I do understand that. I think the difficulty here is if the assessor is not contacted regarding that information prior to when she closes her books, she's kind of left with being able to use the cost approach, if I understand. Okay, and it's not that she's unwilling to do so. I just think that that's what seems to have occurred here is that she hasn't seen this before today. Do we have any motion on this one?
Where did he get his cap rate?
Okay, the assessor asked where you got your cap rate.
Well, we represent all the Price Chopper grocery stores in the Midwest. We represent all the Hy-Vee grocery stores in the Midwest. We've had hundreds of appraisals done on these fee appraisals, and while we did not have a fee appraisal done on this, we have those to reference. When the fee appraiser establishes a base cap rate on these types of properties, we referenced those, and that's where I came up with 8.25. I have not done a cap rate study for that particular market area, but we do have appraisals that have been done in Missouri.
Yeah, because here we've seen lower cap rates, and that's why I'm asking on this particular piece. And again, I would like to have some evidence for my files on this. Where you got your numbers?
Okay,
that's fine. I can. Can I send it to the email where they filed the appeal?
I mean, sure you can. I think we're kind of talking about it because her books are closed. That we're talking about. I mean, we can still make a decision here today as a Board of Equalization, but going forward, on an assessment year, that's something you probably want to do with the assessor's office.
I know. In an ideal world, you'd send the evidence with the appeal, but it doesn't always get done like that. So
sure, no, I understand. Let me. A board member has a question.
Well, that was my question. That piece of evidence that we just looked at. When was it submitted?
I think it was submitted with the appeal, was it? Well, did you submit that before or after the appeal?
I've not seen it.
I'm not the one that submits this evidence. We have other people in our office that do it. I believe that the appeal form says the 7th of July, but the analysis says July 10th. So it may have been after a few days after we sent in the appeal form.
Okay. Is the assessor standing on your value, or are you
I'm standing
okay
on my
with
value.
Their? Okay.
I'd make a motion that we deny. I mean, we're about 5% between both parties, and so it's very rare we get that close. So I would make a motion we deny.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any other discussion? Do you want to say anything else on this, Gabe?
No, I'm good.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, Gabe, you'll get a decision out from the clerk's office, and obviously, with 150, I mean, you can go to the tax commission, of course, but I'm not sure what they will do. So, all right. I do appreciate your time, and I'm sorry that we didn't hook up earlier, but we needed we've got a lot of cases on our docket today. Okay?
All right. Well, good luck the rest of the day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Jennifer, can you email me that information?
We have two LLCs. One says Tim Davis. It's the same phone number. I have BOE 238 and 250. Did Tim appear on either one of these?
Those are all the buds that you have left.
Okay, they're still. Okay, is the open? Okay, so that's not Tim Davis anymore.
No.
Okay, are these the ones from yesterday? The three of them there?
Yes.
Okay, so we've got the bed and breakfast. We have. And we have the one where they're asking. Well, we and the other two, they're asking for that mixed use. We can,
and after that,
we have in persons the rest of them, so I guess those are the ones we need to address. All right. For your benefit, Jerry, I believe that is the Bud Cove, is that the... That's the bed and breakfast, is that correct?
Number 261.
Okay, that's 261.
Okay.
There is a statute that the previous owner lived on the property. And the statute specifically carves out if you have an owner-occupied property that runs a bed and breakfast, they get that benefit of the residential, but it is... There's no carve out for a non-owner occupied bed and breakfast in the statute. Okay. And
so do we know how many, does this fall under a lodge?
This year says bed and breakfast.
So I think it would have to be commercial, it sounds like, and doesn't have. Now there was a discussion about a lot that sits next to it, but it's not a separate parcel. There was another parcel that was across the street. I think they talked about being an orchard at one time, but that's not under appeal. It's just the bed and breakfast and the I guess there's some land next to it that is.
So they're appealing classification only?
No, all of their properties are discrimination. I believe they did not contest. They were not contesting value on these. It was discrimination and. And that's for purposes of appeal with the tax commission as well. And so, I mean, that's fine. We just need to make a ruling on it. So we have the bed and breakfast in Redbud Cove, and then the other two pieces of property, the ones that were asking for mixed use. And obviously, to be consistent, we would need to do it with at least one of them. But if they both are nightly rental properties, they indicated that they do donate to charity for several of them, but as long as they're in, I mean, they could, of course, carve one of these pieces of property out, leave it residential, and donate if they want to. But as long as they're in available for rent, I don't know that we can give more than one of them to be consistent with our other rulings. I don't know that we can give more than one of them a mixed-use classification.
I don't know how you can classify the one as a bed and breakfast if they don't live there.
Well, the bed and breakfast is...